Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Welcome to the Freedom Report. First, a message from our sponsors. The Libertarian Republic is brought to you in part by Amagi Metals. Amagi Metals is TLR's trusted metals dealer, and their mission is to help simplify the buying process of metals while illuminating the importance of financial responsibility and sound money. So, if you've been thinking about getting into metals, go to AmagiMetals.com and check them out. That's AmagiMetals.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Freedom Report. I am your host, Austin Peterson, and I'm here with the lovely Katie Kiefer. She is the author of the new book called Let Me Be Clear. One woman reveals the scars Barack Obama left on her generation and the will to heal. It's coming in summer of 2014. She's a columnist. She's a political activist. She's very outspoken about the issues of limited government. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Austin.
So how are you enjoying CPAC so far?
I'm loving it. There's so many people who are so energetic about liberty here. It's a great place to be.
Oh, great. So tell me a little bit about your book. What are you trying to get across here? Now, Barack Obama has been pushing, you know, his agenda for a $3.9 trillion budget, I think, the largest budget ever posed in history. And so it's pretty obvious that he is not willing to work with the GOP. But what are you trying to talk about in your book here? What is it that Obama's legacy is going to be? And what do you mean when you talk about him trying to sell his lies about Let Me Be Clear?
Well, Let Me Be Clear was that catchphrase that he used most often on the campaign trail to try to seduce young people into voting for him, much like a hunter would use a duck call to seduce or bring in a bird. Mm-hmm. And I think that my overall point is, as a millennial myself, I'm speaking on behalf of the millennial generation, which is 95 million strong, and on behalf of their parents and grandparents, and saying, you know, the majority of us voted for Obama twice. Without our votes, he would never have been elected. And yet our generation, more so than any other, is going to have to deal with the repercussions of his socialist policies, because we didn't have that nest egg. A lot of us were burdened in six figures of student debt. And so on top of that, now we have to deal with the wounds of PTSD from coming back from Afghanistan, which, you know, he was responsible for escalating. So there's and then there's all of his gun policies, which I feel like have branded all of us as criminals without even pulling a trigger. There's just so many scars, and so I have to expose those, but then offer solutions for healing.
So, okay, so you brought up the gun issue now. You got in some hot water recently with people because you talked about young women should have the right to conceal carry on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that, Katie?
Well, I think as a human being, regardless of whether you're male or female, you should have a natural right to defend your private property. Your first piece of private property is your body, and so you have a natural right to defend that. And I think that liberty to carry concealed on campus would particularly benefit women, because right now we have 1 in 5 women sexually assaulted on college campuses. The liberals' response is, you know, urinate on your attacker or scream really loud.
Right.
And that's not going to
urinate
work
on your attacker. That's how you're going to stop somebody from raping you. Yeah.
So
tell me something. You know, the Second Amendment, I think, is on the march, because I posted on my website the other day a map that showed how the right to carry is advancing all across the United States. But where is the fight for the Second Amendment at its most critical? I know that in Connecticut right now they're demanding people register their assault rifles. But are there other areas where people who are interested in Second Amendment issues should be looking to in order to help advance those constitutional rights?
Well, I think that we need to use our First Amendment right to defend our Second Amendment right. And I remember, I always go back to this Ayn Rand interview that she did with Playboy in 1946, where she said that if you lose your First Amendment rights, everything else will go. Mm-hmm. And you have to use that right to defend all the other rights. So I think that for those who understand the Second Amendment and the right to carry, the best thing we can do is to speak out, and those of us who understand guns explain that this isn't this isn't anything to do with violence. This is has to do with protecting yourself, self-defense, mm-hmm. using those words more so than Second Amendment, which mm-hmm. most people don't understand. Mm-hmm. They might not even know what the Second Amendment is. So.
Good one. Well, so recite for me the Second Amendment, Katie. Let's hear it. Can you say it word for word?
I don't have it verbatim. I would hate to dishonor the Second Amendment.
Oh, no.
Oh,
the security of a free people, something, the militia, right of the people to keep and bear arms, and not be infringed. But so tell me a little bit more about your book. Now one of the things that Obama, he not only did he say, let me be clear, over and over to sell his lies, but he said, if you like your plan, if you mm-hmm. like your health insurance, you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that young people and millennials now are seeing like what a bald-faced lie that was, and do you think that there's going to be an impact from that?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because in order for Obamacare to ever work, young people have to subsidize it and sign up in droves, but as you just alluded to, they're not signing up in droves.
Right.
And so when I dedicate a whole chapter in here to Obamacare and how he lied about that, that was his biggest lie of mm-hmm. all. And it was three-pronged in a sense, because it was more than just your doctor. It was the health care plan, and you can keep the doctor, and that it's going to become less expensive than before. And so what I did is I surveyed close to 300 doctors and surgeons, and I asked them, what are free market solutions that we can implement so that we can provide affordable health insurance or health coverage to everyone?
So you went straight to the medical industry.
Yes.
And said, what do you think would work?
Which the Obama never did. He went straight to the drug cartel. I mean, the drug, excuse me.
Industry.
Drug companies.
Don't kill her, please.
So...
And so what? But what did they say? Their idea was what? What were some of your findings?
Well, those are all in the book, but I mean,
buy the book.
I had a stack. I mean, this high, no one can see it, but it was about 7 inches high of doctors' responses. They were outraged. They were happy to share their opinion, and they said, "This, your request to me for a solution is the first time anyone has ever asked me what my opinion would be or how I would solve this predicament that we're in." Mm-hmm. And I think that's very telling to have doctors say that this is the first time anyone's ever asked them. Mm-hmm.
So Katie, where can people go to get more information about your book and to learn more about your appearances?
They can go to katiekiefer.com. Otherwise, the book is already available for pre-sale if you go to iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the major distributors. It's already available there for pre-sale.
All right. Well, that book's available for sale. That book is called Let Me Be Clear. You can find out more about Katie Kiefer's book at katiekiefer.com. That's KIEFFER, Kiefer, katiekiefer.com. Katie, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you. Keep it up.
Thanks. Nice.